Good morning. I'm so glad you're here. Are you? Okay, good. So this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about clay. And we don't have enough time to talk about all the wonderful things about clay. But we're going to hit a few of the highlights, okay? First of all, I didn't know this. Maybe you already do, Jesse. But clay, you know what clay is. Okay. Clay actually starts out from its source, which is rock. Okay? Rock. And over years and years and years and years and years of scientific processes like physics and chemistry and biology, then eventually it becomes the gushy, mushy, wonderful stuff that we know as clay. So that tells me that if clay has at its source rock, that clay is very strong. The second thing I learned about clay is something I kind of already knew, but I had to kind of rethink it. Have you ever stuck your fingers into clay? What does it feel like?
Squishy.
Exactly. It's squishy. You can mold it. You can push it. You can pinch it, right? So it's strong, but it's flexible. It's squishy, which is kind of cool combination. The last thing about clay that I want us to talk about, and again, we can't talk too much about clay because we'll be here all day, is it can be rehydrated. It can dry out. Let's say you walk away from it and leave it, go on to do some other things. It can be, and it dries out, it can be brought back with water. So it can be rehydrated. So those are really cool things. So you might be saying, okay, this is great, Janie, but why are we talking about clay so much? It's because, for today anyway, that part of our scripture today is from the book of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was this really big-hearted prophet who was living at a really tough time. The people around him were getting farther and farther away from a close relationship with God. And it was weighing on Jeremiah. So he turned to God for help. And he said, tell me what I'm supposed to tell these people. And so you'll hear in the Bible verses shortly that God sent a message to Jeremiah through a potter and through that potter's clay. So I wanted to focus on the clay because in this story, the imagery, the illustration of potter and clay, who do you think we are? Are we the potter or the, exactly, she said, we're the clay. We're the clay. And what's beautiful about that is we have the most creative of all potters as our creator. And he looks at us not as a gray, smushy, clump, lump of clay. He sees that gray, squishy lump of clay as something with great potential. Now, what do you think the key, if we're the clay and he's the creative, the most creative potter, what's the key to him getting our potential to go to its fullest? What's the most important thing you think for us?
He needs to rehydrate us.
He needs to rehydrate us. Exactly. What do we need to be in order to be hydrated and molded and shaped by the most creative potter? Do we need to be hard and closed off and do what we think is best, do what we think is right? Listen to influences in our lives that might not be the most positive influences, or
be open and be with God?
Yes, because we are beautiful, lumpy, soft, strong, vastly filled with potential creations. But if we close ourselves off, if we let ourselves be pinched and pushed and twisted and molded by negative influences rather than opening ourselves to the positive influences that God has in store for us, we might not come to our full potential. So the beautiful thing about this whole thing, the whole clay thing, the whole potter thing is, the main word to come away from might be the word hope and the word potential, but the word hope. Because every day, no matter how our lumps look and how we look maybe kind of, that's not exactly how I wanted that side to be shaped, and maybe that's not going to hold any water because there's a leak in it, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, every day, and every morning at the start of the day, the most creative potter is right there. All we have to do is acknowledge him and say, would you mind, Lord, helping me firm up that side of my life, helping me kind of write that that imperfection, straighten it out a little bit. He's right there all the time. Isn't that a beautiful thing? All right, let's pray, Jesse. Would you like to pray? Okay, I'll pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being the most creative potter and for making us strong and flexible as your clay. In your son's name, amen.